V'kayil l'kel elyon. Said yesterday, Malki Tzedek, Hushem, Melech Shalem, Hoitzi lecha v'yayin. Hoitzi means he took it out. He did it in a very public display, a public forum, because Adam, he wants to create a Kiddush Hashem. What's my Kiddush Hashem? I think I told you, Rav Schwab told me his father, that when the token guy at the train station made a mistake, gave him extra change, so the father went back to return the money, and he made sure that he stuck his beard like inside, come out, you know, into the teller to make sure the teller saw, oh, it's a Jew returning the money. Hotzi lecha v'yayin. When you can do a Kiddush Hashem, do it in a public way. Do it in a way that, you know, people see, oh, this is what you'd ask. Hotzi lecha v'yayin. V'hu kain l'kel al-yayin. He was a kain l'kel al-yayin. We said either pshat is, again, I don't think we point this out. It's very strange the way the pasuk written. Umaki tzedek, melech shalom, hotzi lecha v'yayin, hu kain l'kel al-yayin. It should have said, umaki tzedek, kain l'kel al-yayin, hotzi lecha v'yayin, right? So one shot is that we, based on what we said yesterday, that when you machil a talmud chacham, it's like bringing a carbon. So it's like this: umalki tzedek melech shalom, hoisi lech v'yayin, and therefore who kain lekel al-yayin. He became the kind simply by serving Avram. All right, but that's not a deep shot. But lechay, you have to say like this: umalki tzedek melech shalom, hoisi lechayin. For who kain lekel al-yayin is a tarot saying that he was a kain as opposed to his descendants. He forfeited, he lost his kahuna. And then we explained yesterday, according to the morale, that even though his chesh, again, he did something wrong, because he benched Abraham before he benched Hashem, and even though he said his cheshbin was that he was able to see HaKadosh Baruch in the world through the maisim of Abraham Avinu, but that's okay for any person, taka, but not for a kohen. A kohen is called shluch de rachmana. A kohen is a shliach of the Eibishter. We talk about this?
Yeah.
Kohen is shliach of the Eibishter. And Mimela, he should be able to deal directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He should not be the inspiration from Abraham. He should be the inspiration. That's how morale learns. Okay. The look at the Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim has a little bit of a different take. Actually, two of the matters before. Let's see the Yeramban. Rabban is telling us that because he was a kohen le'el elyon and people knew who he was, Avram he was, he felt comfortable giving him the meiser. Although he wouldn't stop give a person the meiser, but he was a kohen le'el elyon, therefore he gave it to him. A second. Anything else I want to say over here? Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. Zot. Alright, there's more Ramban. We'll see the Ramban. Hu Kain, says the Or HaChaim. Pirish, Hu Kain, Aval Zaroi Eina Kain. She nitne kohuna la Avram deksiv ata kain oilam. Says in Tehillim. Va'omer al dibarti malki tzedech ki hu birech as Avraham she yekain la elyon ubritzayin nasan davar la Avram. According to this medrash, that it was malki tzedech that gave Avram the bracha to be the kain. So it wasn't that he lost it, but again, according to this pshat. Va'omeru lekel elyon. What does it mean lekel elyon? That they had, we know that the Goyim believed in intermediary gods. Amar kizak koin kel elyon al kel kus yoshem. He's kel elyon. There's no intermediaries. He's the kel elyon. There's no intermediaries. Right? But I said, Amru ki ba'avon shehigdim birchas Avram leberchas kainai nitlim menakuna. Chazal bring down because he gave a bracha first. He preempted Avram before his bracha was a kunda. Okay, that's what he says. Hold on one second. So let's see the maybe it's a kliyakar. Stop. Please, don't know where it is. Maybe it's a kliyakar. Second. Well, let's finish the puzzle. Let's see if puzzle can test the chup, then we'll come back. And he benched him. And he said, Baruch Avram lekel elyon, kainei shemayim v'aretz. benches Avram should bench the Kel Elyon, one who made the Hashemayim v'aretz, who baruch Kel Elyon and bench Hashem, Hashem migain zarecha b'yadecha. Vayiten lai ma'isa mikol. We said vayiten lai means Avram gave ma'isa mikol asher lai. In other words, Rashi is trying to figure out, the pasuk is not complete. It says vayiten lai ma'isa mikol. Mikol what?
Why do we know that's talking about Avram?
Hold on a second. Vayiten lai ma'isa mikol. Mikol what? It's missing, right? So Rashi has to add asher lai for all that he had. See what Rashi is doing over here? Look at Rashi Mikol. I'm just trying to tell you Rashi. And Rashi Maisa Mikol, what does Rashi add? Asher Loi. Why is he doing that? Because the pasuk really is missing. It should have said Vayit Loi Maiser. You don't say Mikol. Mikol has to follow something. I'm giving from all or what? It has to be, yeah, all is the descriptor, all of what? So therefore Rashi adds Asher Loi from all that he had. Alright? Lefish are a kohen. Since Malki Tzedek was a kohen, therefore it was appropriate for Avram to give Meiser. It's interesting, by the way, that they, I think they learned Meiser of Tfuah from Yitzchak. And the Chayr, this is not going on Tfuah, the Chayr, but one second. Okay, so Vidlai Meiser Mikol Ashalai. So, Binyam wants to know, how did Rashi know that, in fact, that it was Avram giving Malki Tzedek, not Malki Tzedek giving him. So the truth is, it could be, it's connected, as we said later on, when the Melech Sodom realizes that he has no chance of getting the money back. And that's why he says to Avram, you can keep the money, let me have my people back. That's because he saw Avram give Meiser. If Avram's giving Meiser from that stuff, it's the Charai that he holds as his. Alright, that's one shot. But you are right that it is written very ambiguously. And if you learn like those Mepharshim that Malki Tzedek gave him a bracha to become a kohen, so then you could learn Vayit Lemais Mekol means that, if you care, that Malki Tzedek gave it to Avram. Because if you learn Vayvecheo means he made him a kohen, so then Vayit Lemais Mekol could make sense. That's going on Malki Tzedek giving to Avram. Certainly, that's not the way Rashi learns, because Rashi doesn't learn by Berchehu means he made him a Kayan. But if you learn he means he made him a Kayan, then you're right. And maybe that's why it's written in such an ambiguous way. Okay, one second. Oh, look at Ramban. Vayitlai Maisa Mikol. Have you seen Ramban, please? Vayitlai Maisa Mikol. Zog Rashi. Zog Ramban, rather. Avram Lai Rotza La Kachas La Atzma Michut Vatzvech Nal. Avram, we'll see in a moment, rejects Sodom's, you know, offer to keep all the money. And Avram says, I don't want to take a penny, nothing from you guys. And yet, but he did take something to give to the Kohen. Right? It's not a problem at all. Why? Because Mitzad Hadin, it belongs to Avram. Right? The spoils of war belong to the person winning the war. And why is that so? So if they go into the category of Zutto Shiyam, like, you assume that the country is miyayish. When you take over a country, they're miyayish, they have a right. Whatever reason is, you're allowed to keep the spoils of war. If you're allowed to keep the spoils of war, then Avram has no choice but what? He has to give Meiser. That's his. So, you know, Rambam seems to imply it's kind of strange here. Avram doesn't keep anything from his dome, and yet he gives Meiser. He has to give Meiser. I can give it all back, but I have to give Meiser first, because if it's really halachically mine, I have to give Meiser. Right? That's not, I can't, if I own money, whatever it is I have, I can give it to a third party and say, oh, therefore I don't have any money for Meiser. No, right? If you own it, you have to give Meiser. Unless you're mafker. Maybe then, even then, I'm not sure that. Okay, so, but says the Ramban, Avram lai rotsa lakach latzma michut vatzvech nal, aval chelech agvaya hifresh lesa lakayim. Umel zdoim, yotsa lakras Avram, el emek shev lachvaydai, valach ima at shalom shayse malkin sedach lam yayin. Okay. Veloi bikish mel zdoim imenu dover. Says Ramban, oh, here's the connection. When Melech Sodom sees the magnanimous offer that Avram gives Malki Tzedek a tenth of all the possessions, he says, oh, oz bikesh gamo nefesh b'derech tzedakah. He said, Avram, if you're giving tzedakah already, I'm going to ask my nefesh back at tzedakah. So originally, Melech Sodom came out, didn't ask for anything, according to Ramban. And had no intention. But once he saw that Avram gave, was so magnanimous, and gave a tenth of all his stuff to Malki Tzedek, oh, I can ask you for stuff also, let me have my people back. Alright? The Avram botach b'leikav, shino oisav nechasav v'kavav leirotz l'kas mer davar. So Rabban says it was a matter of betochen. Avram had betochen. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, if he wants to supply me money, he can. I'm going to take your stuff, and then and therefore he gave it back.
Maybe that was Taka Hashem giving him money.
Oh, right. Good question. Who said that?
Yeah.
Who has that question? Who has that?
Yaakov.
Good question. How did Avram know? Maybe that's Hashem's way of giving the money. When he had betochen, that's maybe
Hashem's way. It wouldn't be for Russia.
Okay, maybe. Okay. So we'll see that the reason why Avram rejects the money, he says, Chazal say, actually. Well, the pasuk. Let's see the pasuk. If you look at pasuk again very quickly, you get there now. Don't say ani yeshati is Avram. I don't want you stone walking around saying, "Hey, I made Avram rich. Look at all that stuff that he has. It's really my stuff. I made him rich." I don't want you saying that. Therefore, give it all back. I mean, what's Avram on an ego trip? He can't handle the fact that stone was going to say that I made you rich. Bichel Hashem. Why?
Because you don't want a Russia saying that I built up its hada.
Yeah, if it came from Hashem, then it's going to be a chil Hashem. If someone says, it came from me. So I don't want any part of that. I don't want you walking around saying, and maybe that's what somebody meant as well, that Avram didn't want money from a Russia. That'll be a chil Hashem. Yeah, I don't want that money. Don't want that money. Okay. So, but the only problem is he did take money from Paro. Now you could say that maybe, the Stein is much more of a Russia. Maybe. Maybe. All right?
Was too far away.
So, you have to say like this.
Wasn't he pretty poor at that time, so he needed it?
I don't know.
They didn't really believe in God.
I don't know. So the kasha is like this. The kasha is a good kasha. Why does Avram take money from Paro, but he rejects the money from his dough? So there are a couple answers. Number one, Avram took the money from Paro because he understood my service, Lombardim, the money he takes now will be Mekai and Vachakai and Yisrael Chosh Gadol.
But, what? A lot of the money came from his people.
What do you mean? The Paro gave Paro away. Paro's in the way. Paro's in the way. What's that?
No, but also didn't
it be? No, Paro.
If you give him advice when they took Paro away, then the Alta says that
no,
people
wait
give
it.
Him gifts. No?
So then. Where's Paro? Where is this? Avram hated Bavu, he took all the stuff. Okay, so bottom line is this. That Avram took money from Paro because he wanted to be Mekayim in the future for Achkei Yitzhak Bechush Gadol. That's one pshat. But there's a more elementary pshat as well. And that is, and we talked about this in different times, we know that the way the person grows is through giving. And taking is really a Maisa Guf. The body wants to take, the Neshama wants to give. And therefore, we're always encouraged to find ways to be givers, not takers. Right? So, Avram takes one time, and does take another time. What's pshat? Because when Avram takes from Paro, he's giving Paro an opportunity to say thank you, or giving Paro an opportunity to make amends. If somebody says, I want to thank you, and you say, no, you don't have to thank me, it's okay. Well, that's a mistake sometimes, because the person wants to say thank you, because until he says thank you, he feels that he's somehow indebted to you, right? And when you say thank you, it kind of relieves you from the debt. In fact, sometimes people even do that on purpose or subconsciously. They say, oh, no, you don't have to thank me. What's the shot? Because deep down, I want you to owe me one. I want you to feel like you owe me one. Don't thank me. I want you to owe me one, right? Thank you is a way of releasing that debt. So when Avram takes money, he's not taking, he's giving. He's taking money so that Paro can feel like he gave him something. You follow? So the answer sometimes when you're allowed to take is, sometimes taking is an act of giving. when Avram took from Paro, the taking was actually an act of giving. I'm giving power an opportunity to give. So sometimes taking is giving. And in a relationship with a husband and wife, even though each party is taking, they're really taking so that each party can feel like a giver. That's one shot. I'll take a question in a second. Masha Enkin Stone. If I give you a bribe, am I giving you? No. It's total taking. It's totally selfish. I'm giving you a bribe for myself. Right? It's a fake giving. It looks like I'm giving, it's pure taking. Right? I'm giving these only, not because I want you to have something, because I want to have something. Taking money from Stone is like taking a bribe. Ani Asharti as Avram. I want to say I made you rich. Right? Avram says, that I don't do. I can take to be a giver, but I'm not taking so you can feel like that enable you to take. That I'm not doing. I don't do that. I only give, I don't take. So if my taking is an act of giving, I'm willing to take. Paro, I'm willing to take because that's an act of giving. For you, If I take from you, then I'm taking. I don't take. That's not my thing. You got that? Okay. Yes, Mickey.
For Paro, it was a little bit different because Paro saw Hashem so tight because he got punished.
Also true. Good. I like that. I'm going to pass it around.
And he also said that Paro was a kid.
What?
What happened?